Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of the regular season edition of Ben and Woods, because when we're back on Monday morning, season will be over and it'll be time for the playoffs.
Thanks for hanging with us all year, everybody. It has been a grindy year, as the skipper himself said. Been a grindy year for us, been a grindy year for a lot of us personally out there, been a grindy year for fans, you know, just a really interesting season of Padres baseball, but, you know, culminates with a postseason appearance and, you know, again, a real shot, right now. I was just reading, I saw somebody did a little piece on Shota Imanaga, Ben. He's given up 2 home runs in like his last 6 starts or something. So I think it was Dontrell Willis who was doing the analysis. He's like, I don't even know that this guy's going to get a start in the postseason, like in the first round. I really don't know. Cade Horton is another guy that you may have to look at. He's coming back off of a...
He's had an ERA under 2 in his last 7 or 8 starts, I think.
Who? Cade Horton, yeah. I think he had like an oblique. They were being really careful with it, so I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. Zach wants to know if we think there will be a watch party somewhere on Tuesday's games. We don't know yet. That's the thing is, man.
So we don't know when the games are.
So we can't.
Still, it's not ridiculous that they could even host those
correct.
Games.
Correct. We don't be here.
Padres have to win 2. Yeah. Cubs have to lose 2.
Right.
Minimum.
And so it makes it difficult to plan. I told my wife yesterday, I go, hey, just a reminder, next week, I'm here, but I'm not really here. I don't know. Like, you can't, if you're booking things in the middle of the day or whatever, please remember, I may be at a watch party somewhere. I may be, you know, down at Baja Ricks. I have no idea. So I'm not saying don't count on me. You can count on me. I'll be there at night. But other than that, I don't know what my days are going to look like yet.
Just a reminder, our crew will be at Baja Ricks today. Braden, Gwynn, and Chris starting from 10 all the way until Padres baseball tonight. Courtesy of Santo Tequila, which is Sammy Hagar's tequila brand, we're going to give away some tickets to Sammy Hagar's show. If you missed our interview with Sammy Hagar, you can go back and check it out from our first hour of the program. It was really fun to get to talk to the Red Rocker. It was also really fun to get to talk to Jake Peavy in our last segment. I thought what he said about the playoff mentality made a lot of sense. You, if you're a pitcher, do I have the best 30-inning run of my life right now? If I'm a batter, 50 at-bats, you know, over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks, can I lock in and put together? I mean, they're all professionals who have gotten to this level because at some point they have been locked in. And they have
for a good period of time.
The ball has looked like a beach ball. Every pitcher looks like they're thrown in slow motion when you're at the plate. And if you're a pitcher, they've gone through stretches where, yeah, I haven't allowed a run in the last, you know, 3 months, essentially. They've all done it. Can they do it and find it now in the playoffs against the best competition there is, under the brightest of lights, under the highest of pressure? Here's what you find out what you're made of.
I don't think it's too much to ask for Manny and Tatis to each go 40 for 50. I don't think that's a lot to ask.
Or you'll line out a couple of times.
What's that batting average? 40 for 50? 800. Who, I mean, you saying you can't
it's pretty
do
much
it?
Tatis's postseason career
fair.
Average, I think.
It's fair.
Like a 1,300 OPS or
just
something.
Just a nice, cool 40 for 50. 1,700.
Not that hard, guys.
Not that big a deal. You get paid a lot of money to
like
do it.
Every ace in the league that you have
and
to face.
And every bullpen, yeah. You know, stud. I think we can do it. Stranger, no, no, nothing stranger than that has ever happened. We have somebody going 40 for 50 in a postseason World Series run.
Also have our college football lineup, our stink fist coming up at 9:20 this morning. And Woods has requested some flubs of the week
that we haven't played
in a while.
Oh, I missed it.
So we've got that to look forward to as well. I do have an update for you. Somewhat good news for Team USA. They actually pulled out the last match this morning. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, a 2-up win over Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland. It was the only win, though, for the U.S., down 3-1 after the morning alternate shot foursomes. They will come back with new lineups in, I don't know, probably an hour or so, and start the four-ball matches, which is best ball. So different format this afternoon, but now some catch-up for U.S. Team USA to do at Bethpage Black. All of our sports talk on the fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And let's get started right now with our Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoya? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. It's the Rindle Report, brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. We will start off in the NFL. Thursday Night Football last night. Don't know if you guys got a chance to watch much of it. Had the game on, was paying attention through the first couple quarters, and then I don't know. It's kind of a boring game. For the most part, until the fourth quarter. Seattle had a pretty commanding lead entering the fourth quarter.
It's like 17-6?
Yeah, 17-6. I mean, Arizona was getting booed off the field by their home fans.
Yeah, they were.
The offense, it was terrible, especially in the first half, and this thing was all Seattle. And then Arizona stormed back. They scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. They ended up tying the game with this incredible drive under a couple of minutes to go. They scored with, I can't remember, 30 seconds,
yep, 30 seconds
right around
30,
there.
25, 30, yep.
And they had the dilemma, all right, do we go for the win, go for two here, and win 21-20, or just tie it and take our chances in OT? They ended up kicking the extra point, they're tied, but there was still some time left. Seattle had one timeout remaining, and it got a little interesting because we've got a bunch of new rules with kickoffs this year. If you've watched any of the NFL, you've probably noticed there's been a lot more kickoff returns than you've seen in the past. And that's by design. There's a landing zone. I want to say it's from like the receiving end of the field. It's like the 20-yard line back to the end zone. The ball has to land in that zone off the kickoff. So Arizona ties the game, 30 seconds left. They're trying to run a few extra seconds off for Seattle. So they do like the line drive squib kick.
Yep.
And it landed at like the 30 or the 25-yard line.
Penalty.
And then bounced into the landing zone. But because it did not initially land there, immediately dead ball flag goes out, and Seattle ends up getting the ball on the 40, which means with like 25, 30 seconds left, they only needed 15, 20 yards to be in field goal range. They did. They ended up getting right down there in the middle of the field with a run play, called a timeout, hit the game winner. I would imagine a lot of Cardinals fans probably upset with that new rule.
I saw some lividity going around. I don't know if that's a word or not, but it sounds like it should
lividness.
Be. Lividness. I like lividity.
I like lividity
better.
Too.
The lividity, if it's a word or not, if it's not, it should be, about that rule. Like, oh, cool, we just lost the game because our kicker can't stick it in a certain slot on a kickoff. Well, you lost the game, too, because your defense was a little bit soft, letting them march down the field, albeit a much shorter distance, but went down and were able to kick the game winner.
I was watching at least some of the game last night when I got home, and it's not like either team was super impressive.
Yeah,
but with the road win and Sam Darnold's Seahawks getting to 3-1 and the 49ers now dealing with tons of injuries, and they got that divisional now road win. Yeah, you know, you they can certainly stick around for a chance at the playoffs later this year.
Sure.
I like the Rams most in that division now, though. That's the team that I think is the my favorite now in the NFC West.
That's all I got on the sports front. I do have this is weird. An update on a Rhino Report story from like 2 years ago, I think. Do you guys remember? Talked about Florida woman. This was a couple of years ago now, who was suing Hershey's chocolate company because of the pumpkin-shaped Reese's peanut butter.
I remember the face.
She claimed in her lawsuit that they were falsely advertised, that the pumpkins have cool carved faces and designs into the chocolate.
One. It would look like a blob.
And she got hers, and it just looked like a regular piece of Reese's chocolate.
Yeah, it didn't have the stem on it. It didn't have the pumpkin
shape. The jack-o'-lantern face that you see on the package. It's like it looks into the peanut butter in the middle, but in the actual, it's just a big solid blob of chocolate.
This is something my wife would complain about. Just FYI.
Would she sue Hershey's for $5 million?
Do you know that there is a... She got like a cease and desist, essentially, online from DoorDash because she sends things aren't right so much that she'll be like, nope, this wasn't... There's no extra ice in my drink, and I asked for extra ice. And so she complains.
How much ice is extra ice?
That's a bad example. Okay, but fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want tomatoes on it. You put tomatoes on it. So she sends back to get, like, the complaint.
And they're like,
you're done.
Account.
Yeah, your limit is done. You are not allowed to do it anymore. They finally let her back in. They finally let her after, like, 6 months. And then recently we got something. She's like, this is wrong. I go, they're going to get you again. They're going to get you again.
Shouldn't you be able to complain as long as they keep getting it wrong? You should be able to keep complaining.
Yes. I fundamentally agree with her. Like, it wasn't the way you asked for it to happen. But even they were like, it's enough, lady. Like, it does. Could you scam? Could you scam somehow? You probably could.
So what's the update on the woman?
The reason why this was in the news today is that,
she won.
Florida woman did not win.
Oh, they threw it out of court.
She did not win. It wasn't just the carving on the candies. She just said, in general, they seemed more spooky on the wrapper than what she actually got when she
opened
it. I wanted
it spooky.
Make it spooky.
Make it spooky.
Out your own spin on it. So just recently, a judge dismissed the lawsuit. The judge ruled that plaintiffs failed to prove any concrete economic injury, and the products were not rendered worthless. In other words,
still tasted delicious.
Do you mind?
You went to law school for that defend that lady. That's what you went to law school for.
In commercials, they make food look much better than it really is.
They always do.
Food styling is like a very intricate job.
Oh,
like, they take like the Jumbo Jack, where they slap some cheese on it and they show it to you on television.
Oh.
It's not going to look like your Jumbo Jack that you get wrapped in the paper from Jack in the Box. And that's okay for me.
The Big Mac, the 6-inch tall Big Mac.
They have tricks. They like push it over to the side. Like if you looked at the back of that burger, because it has to be the actual food.
Right.
Or that's illegal. You can't we're putting different meats and different everything on it and showing it to you, and that's bait and switch. So they take the actual burger, but then they have these food stylists who make it look absolutely perfect. They find the most mouthwatering tomato, the crispest lettuce.
Little drizzle of ketchup coming down
the
side.
Perfect amount of cheese and ketchup. The burger kind of sticks out a little bit, so it looks a little bit bigger. But it's all the actual stuff. But they make it look so much better on the television commercial. Well, that's what they did on the Reese's Pieces, the Reese's Pumpkin package.
Yeah.
Made it look a little nicer and more appetizing. Now they could say, hey, carve your own little face into the pumpkin.
Let's make
whatever.
It fun.
Make it fun.
Keep It Real says it's all wax. Is that true?
It's not all wax. It has to be the real food.
You're a sweet kid.
It's supposed to be.
Real sweet kid.
They will add like some glisten and stuff to make it like the meat glisten a little bit more.
So what do you do for a living?
Food stylist.
Yeah.
it's a real real profession.
I bet those photographers, I bet they make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In that
yet I still can't find one to make me look halfway attractive after all these years.
Like, you're not a Big Mac.
That's
when you
true.
Go to a restaurant and they have like it in a glass case and they'll show you like what the food
that's
is
fake.
On a plate, that can be fake.
Yeah.
I believe. That's not real all the time.
Gotcha. Okay. So Florida woman tried. She did not succeed in her suing Hershey's for $5 million. That made me laugh. I totally wouldn't have remembered it. And then I saw that story. I was like, I know we talked about this. And then finally, I guess I got a little audio here. I'm just curious how this sounds. I haven't really heard it myself, but Linkin Park's In the End from their original album Hybrid Theory came out in 2000, one of my favorite albums of all time. In the End, their single from that album has been transformed into a lullaby that hit album platforms, streaming platforms today.
Okay.
And I only heard a little bit of it, and I was able to maybe make out a little of In the End. If you had a little, if you had a newborn, does this work for a lullaby to scratch that 2000s rock itch? I kind of hear
fun to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah.
Tried so hell yeah.
So it's like their whole album.
The whole
album is what it says here. Yeah.
The whole Linkin Park album
turned into lullabies.
They do that. It's
not bad.
It's kind of cool. I just play the real stuff for my kids even since they were born.
Put them right to sleep.
Right to sleep. Seven Words by Deftones. That's sweet. I just somebody just told me, well, why don't you go and look up lividity? It's not what you think. It doesn't mean an act of people being very mad.
Livid.
Like people being mad.
Extra livid.
Lividity, also known as postmortem lividity or hypostasis, is a reddish-purple discoloration of the skin that occurs after death.
You see that in the crime shows where they go to the autopsy and like lividity is set in, rigor mortis and lividity.
I think we missed the boat on that.
Huh.
I don't think that's what we were
That's not what I
meaning.
Meant.
No.
No. Thank you, Paulie.
Although when you are livid, you turn kind of red.
You do
you
turn
do,
reddish
you
and
do
purple.
You turn reddish and purple because you're mad. So I can sort of see that. All right, Paulie, thank you very much for the Rindle Report. This hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Got an interesting twist on our Super Sexy Saturday Stinkfist College Football lineup. We'll get that to you coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, as we head into the weekend, it is not too late to sign up for the SDFatLoss.com $200 off special. And if you do it right now and start losing the weight, up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days, we'll be at Thanksgiving, and you'll be a brand new you in 60 days, and you'll do it without any injections, without exercise, and eating real foods. I ate foods I liked. First time I've ever been on a weight loss program where I got to eat foods I actually did like. Yeah, it's not cheeseburgers every day, but I enjoyed what I ate, and I lost the weight quickly. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and because I wasn't relying on boxed meals or shakes or bars, I was able to keep the weight off. I've kept the weight off for more than 2 years. It is a difference maker. They will help you. They will coach you. Your counselor, your coach will get you through it. Just schedule your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. This is, again, perfect time of year to take advantage of the $200 off special. Just mention my name, Ben from Ben and Woods. And again, no exercise necessary to lose the weight and lose it fast. Join my colleagues. Join all the tier ones who have already lost so much weight around San Diego by scheduling your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, just a reminder. Finally, got me. You told me floods are coming, so I thought I'd just start dropping them in for the rest of the show.
Yeah, it's happening.
You can join 97 Through the Fan as we get you ready for the final home series of the regular season. The Braden Soprenich Show and Gwen and Chris will broadcast live at Baja Ricks today from 10 a.m. to 5:40. Leading into Padres pregame, we'll be giving away baseballs signed by Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., as well as tickets to tomorrow's game. It's all brought to you by our friends, our new friends at Santo Tequila. Baja Ricks will have a special game day menu with Santo Tequila margaritas and cocktails. Join us today at Baja Ricks, located at 176th Avenue, right by Petco Park. And again, that starts in 36 minutes from now on the Braden Soprenich Show.
You okay?
Yeah, I am good. Right. You want to get to a Saturday Stink Fist college football lineup?
Sure, you know I want to get to a Stink Fist anytime I can.
So kind of an entry, if you're looking for college football action tomorrow, kind of an interesting day because there are a lot of good games, but if you want, you can really keep it all in the Big Ten the entire way through, starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow with an early good game. It is the number 21 USC Trojans visiting number 23 Illinois on Fox. Now, Lincoln Riley has said this week he's not happy about the Big Ten scheduling. They gave him the very late game on Saturday last week. Now they have the very early game at Illinois this week.
Does he ever not piss and moan about something? Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
As someone said, well, it would be crazy to find like 11 other West Coast schools imagine to play in a conference together. I mean, couldn't do that. So
God forbid.
You've kind of made your own bed on this one,
bro,
in terms of scheduling.
What did you think was going to happen? Lincoln.
So Illinois trying to bounce back after they got bodied by Indiana last week. So that's an early game. Then at 12:30, I didn't pick your game.
Why? We're ranked.
You are ranked.
Okay. I picked number 22 Notre Dame at Arkansas.
I picked number
9 a.m. on ABC.
I picked number one. Well, Notre Dame's already out of it.
No, they're not.
Kind of.
No, they're not.
Kind of.
What if Miami wins, and what if the teams keep winning?
If you win the next 7 or 8 games,
you gotta win out.
We can revisit Notre Dame.
I'm going to add my own stink fist.
Number one, Ohio State at Washington up in Seattle on ABC at 12:30. OSU obviously favored, but only by a touchdown, 7.5. Washington has won 22 straight home games.
Crazy.
So kind of a sneaky,
dangerous game
for the Buckeyes at 12:30.
Oh, boy, the big one.
And then at 4:30. Well, there's two big ones. There's two giant games at 4:30.
About LSU Ole Miss?
Well, that's a big one, too. I'm sticking with the Big Ten theme, though.
Paulie, I just want you to know I'm taking over the stink fist from now on. He's just ripping through these big games.
And then 4:30, number 6, Oregon at number 3, Penn State on NBC and Peacock.
You know you can pick as many games. We didn't hold you to, like,
no,
pick your favorite
one.
Three.
I thought I had to pick one each time.
No.
Of course, that's opposite the Alabama-Georgia game.
Give me the good ones.
At 4:30. These are all good games.
Have you not seen the news about the LSU Ole Miss game? How Lane Kiffin's daughter is now dating a linebacker from LSU?
I did see that.
This
Fair enough.
This is insane. It's insane. All right,
I did see that. Lane Kiffin's daughter.
Yeah, and they're favored. Mississippi is favored by 1.5 against number 4 LSU. Brian Kelly, full of lividity. My definition and the real definition.
I was just kind of go theme, try to do it all Big Ten this week.
You overthink it. Just give me the good games.
Kirk Herbstre was actually mad that they've scheduled the Oregon-Penn State game opposite the Alabama-Georgia game, so people can't watch both of those really at the same time unless they have two screens. Clearly, though, the Oregon-Penn State game's more important, right? Alabama's already got a loss.
Yeah.
These are two undefeated teams. The winner, clear early favorite to at least reach the Big Ten championship game, maybe against Ohio State. So I've got to say the Oregon-Penn State is one of the most important September games of the entire schedule here in college football, and even more important than Alabama-Georgia.
And just so people don't think I'm holding a grudge, the San Diego State Aztecs are on the road at Northern, who did beat my beloved Fighting Irish last year on our way to the national championship game, Ben.
Even after a 34-0 win over Cal last week, it's not like SDSU is a big favorite in this game.
They're still a road favorite, though, at -1.5. So, Aztecs on the road.
That
in,
game will
DeKalb.
Be aired on ESPN.711.org. Plus. ESPN Plus streaming option for you. on 12:30.
Have you guys gotten the new ESPN bit? Did you sign up for it yet?
Probably going to here soon.
So I am about to do, because Pauly went through his Costco story about switching, and we're thinking about doing the same and exploring some of the details and deals. When I do that, I'm going to reset all of my streams. Like, could get some offer, complimentary HBO Max, different deals. So we're going to see what deals we can get.
Okay.
And then I want to reset everything as soon as that happens.
Do kind of like an autopsy of the things that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So that may include the new ESPN or maybe
I hope he's
still
not,
get what we have with Disney. I'm not sure.
I hope he's not listening, but our boss signed up for MLB TV. Right? And he gave us a login.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been able to log in like a month.
It hasn't worked in a month.
I'm getting all of them. But I have no idea how I'm logged in or who I'm logged in as.
Did he give out too many passwords?
They've got to limit it, right?
I would imagine.
It worked all year.
It worked all... And then all of a sudden...
Like, within the last couple of weeks, MLB TV, you can't even log in.
So then I'm
even my old account that I'm not paying for the current services, but I still have the MLB TV account... It won't work.
There was a game on the other night.
I get a red error message every single time.
I think it was the Dodger game or something. People were like,
sometimes the Dodgers get blacked out.
No, it
wasn't.
It didn't say blackout. It wanted when
somebody in the chat says MLB forced everyone to reset passwords.
Oh.
So he didn't? He must not have done it. Okay.
Or there's a new password and you need to get it.
You have to get a login link. God, man, they are.
Figure that out.
All right. Well, so I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, this is a couple weeks ago, right? And I'm like, there's a couple weeks left. Do I really want to? Could I just ride it out? Because I'm not going to need it for the playoffs. I have cable, Cox, as you know.
Everything.
My Cox will be great.
At this point,
up.
They should give it to you like $4, right?
100%, right?
What's left of the season.
It's like $69.99 or something. Like, there's a week left.
I don't want to pay that much left. This season's almost over.
I like your idea of the autopsy of everything that you have. It would take us a month to do it, but I think it's a valuable exercise.
I hear ads for some sort of app that supposedly does it for you. I don't see how without you putting in all your passwords and everything already, which is what you hate doing to begin with.
Follow up here. There was an article in The Athletic that said hackers gained access to MLB ballpark accounts and sold and transferred tickets from people unknowingly. I missed all of that.
That could have been a DDT.
Yeah, big time.
I did not see that.
Could have done a whole segment on that.
Okay.
All right. Interesting.
All right, it's time to give away some tickets to Sammy Hagar without light's sake at Dolby Live at Park MGM Las Vegas. No, if you want to see Sammy Hagar in concert at his residency in Las Vegas, just call right now. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973 is going to win tickets for the show on March 20th. Just tickets for the show. Can't give you a whole vacation package this time, but hey, if you can get there or you know someone who's there, this is a great prize. 833-288-0973. You can get your tickets to see Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Ticketmaster.com.
Real quick, before we go to last break, wanted to tell you about EcoWater SoCal. Was driving through the neighborhood yesterday. I've been telling you guys, I've been seeing the EcoWater trucks in my neighborhood. I saw a competitor yesterday, and I gave him the mean mug as I drove by. This isn't good. It's not the same thing. We have the EcoWater system. The EcoWater system is the best. It is the best water that you can drink. And I thought, man, I really want to go knock on my neighbor's door and let him know, you're not spending your money in the right place. You're really not. Because EcoWater, not only have they been doing this longer than anybody, they are the innovators of the game. Okay? They have changed the game as it pertains to water. Let them come out, do a free in-home test of your water, and you'll see, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been washing my food and fruit and pets and kids in this water. Let EcoWater come out, put the system in. You'll be so happy that you did. It's about better water for everything that you use it for. Their reverse osmosis system, again, gives you bottle quality water straight from the tap, right from the tap. Alkaline filters, you add those, your hydration gets the healthiest boost. That's what we drink in our home. That's what we will always drink in our home. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now. Just $9.95 a month, 760-350-3338, or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you say bless you?
I'm sorry.
Are you?
Just, I was concentrating on something.
Like
you
what?
You know me.
What were you concentrating on?
I had to send an email alerting the Channel 10 staff of my plans to go cover the Right to Dream Academy opening. I'll be there from 11 to 2. It's a long event this morning. So
11 to 2?
Yeah, it's like a three-hour event.
What do you do?
So they're giving tours.
Seminar or something?
No, well, so the Right to Dream, it's like a school.
I know what
and
that
academy.
Is.
So they're going to give tours, and then they have all the dignitaries, like the MLS commissioner and the owner, the Egyptian owner of MLS, and the Squan owners are going to be there. Manny, I think, is supposed to be there.
Nice.
So got a lot of people, going to do media interviews and sessions. I got to shoot stand-ups and everything.
Tell Manny.
It's busy.
Tell Manny when you see him that Paulie, our producer, said, shouldn't Manny be in the cages right now?
I will tell him
okay.
that.
All right.
Should Manny play at all this week?
Don't say that. I didn't say that.
Should Manny?
He just said that.
Should Manny play at all this weekend?
Yeah. He's going to get a stroke down.
It was suggested by, I think, Kevin Acey yesterday. A lot of people think Manny just needs like 4 or 5 days off.
Potentially. I think Jeremiah Estrada should not pitch this weekend. I think I'd like to see him 7 days rest. He looks a little bit cashed. But, you know, you need to get outs when you need them.
So this is the big thing. And these games could mean some stuff this weekend.
So I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams run into this every year. Right? There are teams fighting for their lives. The noble and proper thing to do, if you're the San Diego Padres, is to put out the best lineup as you see fit.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the Reds and the Mets, who are trying for that last wild card spot, with the Diamondbacks also battling for it.
Correct. So you owe baseball, the baseball gods, if you will, a good lineup. But the thing is, when you have a lineup like ours, you're going to have some good players in it, because you don't have 40 guys on the roster that could just...
You can't sit everybody anyway.
It's not going to be Tyler Wade and a bunch of spares and scrubs up there.
Oh, I forgot about Tyler Wade.
I miss him.
Entirely.
Miss him every day. That was Matt Scraby's MVP early in the season. Don't forget that. Chris Ello likes to remind him of that all the time. But listen, you owe it to the game to put out a good lineup. That being said, Manny Machado should sit some. I do like the idea of Xander playing.
I think everybody's sitting at least one game.
Because Xander, he has a broken foot in his foot. bone in his foot. So I'm okay getting him some rest, but he also needs some reps. Jake Cronenworth's played a lot this year. I mean, you do owe it to them to put out a decent lineup. And I don't think any team is unable to put out a decent lineup, because they don't have 40 guys on there anymore. So I think it's kind of a moot point.
I think there could be a real potential dilemma for Mike Schilt this weekend, and I will explain it coming up right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. By the way, congratulations to Anthony, who won the Sammy Hagar tickets in our last segment. So Cubs play a day game today, which is interesting. 11:20 start this morning against the St. Louis Cardinals. Miles Michaelis pitching against Colin Ray. If the Cubs win, their magic number to clinch home field advantage is down to one. Tough to chase after the one. But if the Cubs lose this game, all of a sudden the pathway to home playoff games becomes quite open for the Padres. If they could win tonight and make up one game, they could go into this weekend just one game back. And all you have to do is finish tied with the Cubs. But the question then becomes, how hard do you go after it? I mean, you've got Yu Darvish and Michael King scheduled to pitch these first two games. What do you do on Sunday if you're a game
Randy
back?
Randy Vasquez.
What do you do on Sunday if you're tied? Is it Randy Vasquez going for the home playoff? How hard do you go with your bullpen guys? Do you need to lock down a one-run win if it clinches a home playoff series?
We don't think Randy Vasquez is probably pitching in a three-game series next week.
Bro, Dylan Cease might not pitch.
Well, okay, so either one.
Series.
So that's his pitching Sunday.
Hold on. Because Kevin Acey made a good point as well. Remember, the ghost runner, the Manfred man, goes away in the playoffs. Randy Vasquez may be your 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th inning guy. Hmm. The starter that you need to save in case an extra inning game goes on forever and ever. He's stretched out. He's clutch. He's nails. That sounds like the perfect role, actually, for Randy Vasquez in a wild card series. You save him for a game. No one's scoring. We're here. It's the 12th inning. It's the 13th inning. You've gone through your bullpen high leverage arms. You need someone to pitch four or five innings in the extra innings. That could be Randy Vasquez's role.
Can't think of anybody else.
But if
else.
He pitches on Sunday, he might not be able to do that for you on Tuesday if you needed it. So do you pitch a Randy Vasquez on Sunday?
Man. Well, again, you'll know more today. You'll know more before your game starts.
You will. And if the Cubs win, I don't think it's a huge dilemma.
If they lose,
all of a sudden have some strategic choices that you're going to have to make. How valuable are those home games? You were really good at home this season.
They're valuable.
But
you're
going to
burn Mason Miller
burn
on a
pitching?
Sunday.
I mean, they'll all get Monday off no matter what. But you don't necessarily want him having pitched Saturday and Sunday, for instance.
Correct.
And then having to come back, and because you might need him Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That would be five games in 6 days. That's too much for a reliever. So you can't really use him this weekend, but it would be great to get those home games.
It would.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a dilemma there.
All right. Well, again, not going to worry about things that haven't happened yet. I'll start to worry after the Cubs lose today. If they lose today, that's when the real fun kicks in for Padres fans. And again, though, that's kind of beside the point. You still need to put out a good lineup and give the Arizona Diamondbacks your best effort. Do you not? Isn't that kind of expected? Mike Schilt's about as old school as it gets.
I really don't think it is. It's something that talking heads say. But
I think they
wish it would happen, but they all know if they were in the Padres situation that they would be resting their players. They've earned that right. The Padres
have earned
the right to rest guys to get ready for the postseason.
You saw it a little bit last night. The Chicago White Sox, who have lost 100 games, right? They're walking Aaron Judge intentionally twice. Is that Bush?
A little bit.
I think so too.
But they're not resting for the playoffs or anything. Go hard if you're the White Sox and try to spoil. That's all you've got left. The Padres have more left. If the Padres were done and eliminated, then I'd say, yeah, they owe other teams a good lineup. Because the Padres are in the playoffs, they don't owe anybody anything.
I feel like you're angering the baseball gods if you punt. If you roll over.
You're not punting, but I don't think you can use all of your best relievers this weekend. In fact, I know you can't.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You absolutely should not. Even if home field advantage is a possibility, home field advantage is not worth losing relievers over.
You guys want some food?
Sure. We got food?
Yeah, food.
Oh, yes.
Woodsy is going. We had a special delivery this morning that Woods is going to go pick that up for us. Again, Braden and Gwen and Chris are going to be live from Baja Ricks. If you're interested in getting some food of your own out of Baja Ricks today, and it's all brought to you by Santo Tequila, that's Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri's tequila brand. They're going to have some special cocktails out there for you. But what do we have here? Oh, I know that logo. My kid's absolute favorite.
How you doing, guys?
Texas Roadhouse is in the house.
They're just bringing us food. It was just a completely random surprise. Hi, guys. Hi. Thanks for coming in. What did you bring us?
We got you some fresh barbecue pulled pork.
Ooh, barbecue pulled pork.
Some of our fresh baked bread. And we also got
Sweet tea, bread, pork. You guys mind if
sweet
I take
tea?
This with me?
That's fine. You love sweet tea. You're so southern.
I covet
I'm more of an unsweetened
tea
guy myself, so you can have all the sweet tea you want.
Dude, thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Everyone's filling the karma cup, right, with the playoffs coming up.
Why not?
You're the best, man. Thank you so much.
Our chat is very jealous.
I know they are. Texas Roadhouse at 9:47
a.m.
All right, let's get a roll. Everyone get a roll. We can all toast with a roll.
Can I get some of the honey, the butter?
You want to do early flubs while we...
Yeah, early flubs while we...
The flubs. We start eating, and then we'll come back to wrap things up after our flubs here.
Look at that,
Demetrius Jamel Morant.
Yeah, Jaw's a nickname.
What's
a nickname?
Griff Whalen. Did he catch a touchdown?
No.
I am off today. Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran. Craig Elston, our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage.
Oh, yes!
Be able to like
quit your second jobs, the jobs that you do, just like
your side gig.
End meets.
Yeah. What are end meets, by the way?
Is that how you say it?
To make end meets.
To make the end meets.
Save that. It's like a hit song, but it sounds like Rosie O'Donnell is the singer.
Not Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm sorry. Rosie Perez. That's a flub.
This fun-filled day, an opportunity for dogs and dog lovers to have a tail-wagging good time, big-time college basketball, as it were. We have a concert prize package. Pair of tickets to see Sammy Hagar with White Snake.
With who?
White Snake.
Oh, my God. Another one.
But, yeah, massage table still waiting for Matt Vasgersian. And flubs of the week.
A lot of Padres fans have said, hey, can we lock Fernando Tatis Jr. up long-term already?
Feels good to get back to our regular stuff. Of course, the Rhino Report continues. Day or shine. Day or shine.
You're going to Princeton, you're graduating, and they say, hey, your commencement speaker is none other than...
What's a commencement?
Dangler,
he may be a whisperer.
Yeah. What is a whisperer?
Give Ballast Point a try once over again. No, it's a flub.
God.
It's a flub just in time for our flubs of the week. Give Ballast Point a try once and over again. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Just have a beer. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports leader.
What?
Something. 97.3 The
Paul,
Fan.
Paul, that's a...
I've been up, done them in Arizona and Tucson. I went to Anaheim Honda Center.
Oh, my God.
This is Robert.
Because my house is an insane asylum. That's a giant flub.
What you should be watching while you're stuck at home during our coronavirus. Never mind. By the way, SDCC remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federal.
Yeah.
Dave Softy Mahler in Seattle as we do a coronavirus check-in.
What in the...
In our tournament of drops, Woods. Got the last lead at Mate 8, man.
Let's get our first check of traffic with the great Kelly Danick right here on FM 94.9. Oh, my God.
Is basketball going to feel like basketball?
What is basketball,
Disney?
First of all?
I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the Dongs, which is always a dilemma.
The what?
On our SDCCU Fion Hotline. SDCCU.
What is a Fion Hotline?
This segment of Ben O'Goop. I've lost the ability to speak in the last moment.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Oh, yes!
That's all, folks.
I mean, I missed it so
all time,
so
good,
very, very much. I forgot how great those were. You have recovered nicely over the years. You really have.
Thank you.
Did you
the
drink
94.9 one?
This is so good. Kelly Danick on FM 94.9. Did you drink a lot back in
apparently.
The day?
I think that's what 3.5 hours of sleep a night was just doing to
it
me.
It's just
apparently.
Wearing you down. Yeah. You're much better now. Much better. I love the flubs. I forgot how brilliant they are. You're right. You know, you get tired of them. You hear the same ones over and over every week. And then you take a year off, and it's just the greatest.
It's been longer than that. Dude.
Longer than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they hit a little
several
bit harder.
Years.
It's so, so good. Thank you to Texas Roadhouse. They brought us these delicious meals. You watched
this. Oh, my
this.
God, these rolls.
If you're watching on YouTube, you saw us.
Not only do I sound like Porky Pig,
you're
I
eating.
Eat Porky Pig
yeah,
right now.
You just
now.
Had some.
Yeah, it's delicious. Little pulled pork. Got boxes of these rolls. I mean, boxes
yeah,
of rolls.
It's very, very elite.
What's discipline? How many can you just eat? What's a discipline number? Two?
Two.
Two.
Right.
And then
two more.
And
later.
Then offer them to other people?
Exactly.
And then
thank
two more
for,
after that.
For bringing
thank
them in.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Of course. I do what I can for you guys. I mean, you guys have always been really great hosts for us, so we appreciate you guys. I know, Ben, you come to our text store.
I do, up in Oceanside. Yeah, kids love that one.
Yeah, so Bernie and I.
You don't.
Even
the
when
kids
they sing
do?
Happy birthday very loudly. To
very loud.
That's
fine. Does, yeah.
I do feel like every single time that you come, though, they do a birthday, they do the song.
It's like 14 birthdays every night.
I'd like to prank him. The next time he comes in, make sure they do birthday the whole time he's there. And film it and send it to me and Paulie.
Oh, next time I see him there, he's going to go on the saddle.
Yeah, on the saddle!
Yes!
Oh, yes. Right. You got
we might
my...
have to go up there for lunch now.
Yes, you have my Instagram. You can DM me a picture of Ben on the saddle. thank you for bringing this stuff in.
Course,
it is delicious. I haven't even eaten any of my rolls yet. I'm just savoring.
You're insane.
I'm
already
savoring.
Had a full one.
I'm
with,
savoring.
With
them.
The cinnamon butter. Absolutely delicious.
Well, and the good news is no, Braden and Frank are out at a remote, and This is all ours. We just take it with us.
Yeah, but they can't steal any of it from us.
They can't steal any of it from us. So we all right,
that's it for us. That's it for this week. That's it for the regular baseball season. Because the next time we talk to you on Monday morning, it'll be over. We'll know when and where the Padres are playing on Tuesday, and it'll be time to lock in for the postseason, Woods.
I can't wait, dude. I cannot wait. Thank you guys for hanging with
us. That is it for us. For executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, for Texas Roadhouse, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend and rest of your Friday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.